Get the Intel, the podcast meant for those of us trying to find out what the hell is going on in the field. Here, we discuss tools, techniques, and approaches that you can implement to streamline operations and let you focus on your craft.
All right, welcome to the show. This is Chad Gill. I'm the host, and today we have Jeremy Owens with us. One letter off, totally different guy. So he's the CEO.
I answered to a lot of names.
That's right. Exactly. So he's the CEO of the U.S. Construction Zone, which is a peer professional network for the construction industry management. So we're going to unpack that a good bit. He's also the owner of Three Generations Improvements. He's been doing that since 2006. We've got siding, windows, doors, and decking. He's based in California. He's a baseball coach and a father of three. So I definitely know he's got a middle in there. I'm sure there's a story about that one because I'm a middle kid and I can't say we all did great, but you know, that's a challenge. So welcome to the show, Jeremy. I apologize about the last name hiccup there. I'm not sure what happened there.
Like I said, I answer to a lot of names. I appreciate you having me on, Chad. This will be fun.
Absolutely. So started out Three Generations Improvements. So is it because it's three? Are you the third generation?
I am. I'm the third generation. My grandpa, Bob Owens, started in the construction industry in the 1950s. And we just actually lost him this year. So my year is dedicated to him. He was our first generation in construction. My dad followed in his footsteps in the 70s and myself in 2002. So we've been doing it that long and in the siding, window, decking, exterior remodeling kind of space. So that area has been kind of in my blood since I was a kid. I was running leads with my dad when I was probably 8-10 years old. So I feel like I've been doing it a long time.
Living that contractor life of riding with your parents, like, hey, you know that house over there, we did the windows and the doors, and on that building we did this. It's like, oh.
Yeah, and you're driving by neighborhoods, you're like, ooh, this is the right neighborhood, you know, just like random stuff that everyone else is like, what are you talking about? Yes, for sure.
I think I walked through all of these, I went to Europe with my wife, and we're walking through these chapels that are, you know, thousands of years old, you know. And it's beautiful floors. I'm looking down at the floor and my wife's like, had you even noticed any of the stained glass windows? I'm like, no, man, you know, we can't even make floors like this now. It's just like, yes. You know, you're not going to see much of Europe like this. How does it, family business, multiple generations, is it, like any family business, I'm sure it has its challenges, but going from generation to generation, I would think that's got some tough challenges with it and rewards.
Yeah, I would say the lucky thing with me is that my dad's leadership, he doesn't have a lot of pride, and that he gave me the reins at a young age and said, you know, you've got a business mind, and my dad's a great salesman. So we all kind of knew what we were good at and didn't get in each other's way. There was not like a ego struggle or anything like that. So I think with that leadership, and you know, him being able to put his ego and his pride aside and say, hey, Jeremy, you know, you guide the ship. And that's how it works. I think the biggest struggle in construction is that, you know, there's a fair amount of egos involved, right? And there's, you know, when you start butting heads that way about who the big boss is, you know, there's a struggle. I still call my dad Kurt the president, just from a respect thing. But, you know, I think that's the leadership you need, and that's the only way it works. I think the family business can be really difficult when you have huge egos. And I mean, I don't know how that works, and I don't have any examples to draw on there. So we're just lucky, I guess.
Yeah, no, I mean, I interviewed a lot of, coaches and EOS implementers and stuff like that. And a lot of what they come into is, you know, it's like right seats, you know, and you know, wearing the right hats. And you know, when people find what they're comfortable at, they can be much more successful that way. And mm-hmm. It sounds like you're just in a situation where you had a great leader mentor that, you know, allowed that to happen. That's, you know, it's not as common as you would like it to be, but it's cool.
No, I don't think it's very common. And I think that what I'm finding in talking to people all over the nation in construction is that there's such a low barrier of entry to be a business owner in construction that it doesn't mean you have a lot of business experience, and it doesn't mean you have a lot of business sense. So you could slide into be an owner role and and go like, oh crap, you know, I don't know what I'm doing necessarily. And, you know, 10 years go by and you've made a lot of mistakes. So I think, you know, that ongoing leadership and business development is an important ingredient that, you know, whoever takes the reins has got to take some responsibility in making sure you keep that ship righted.
Well, I think that you see that a lot in that, you know, would see there's a big difference between hard work and skill and being able to, you know, replace a window, polish a floor, lay brick, stuff like that. And by nature, you know, or by just natural progression, you end up saying, okay, well, I might have a company, I'm going to do this for myself. But then, you know, it's, you find out two things. You're either one of two things. You're either not good at business and you hate it, or you're pulled away from what you love to do. And both of those can be challenging, which yeah. I think is what's cool about Construction Zone is finding a group of people that live that life that you can kind of bounce those ideas around in a safe environment. I don't know if you want to say a safe environment. That makes it sound a little soft to me, you know, in construction, yeah. You know, we're supposed to be hardcore guys, but, you know, and, but it's a place where you can say, you know, understand that people are walking in the same shoes.
Yeah. It's exactly the purpose is that, you know, being an owner in our industry, sometimes you can feel a little alone at the top, you know, a little like you're on an island, right? Where you can't bounce your ideas or what's going on, your challenge, you know, with your team, because, you know, they have other roles, they have other responsibilities. And so for me, it's like, man, I have, you know, LinkedIn contacts and I have all these, you know, networking people that I would call, you know, I guess acquaintances, but my peer network was really low. I mean, I didn't have those people that I could go to and say, hey, here's my challenge. What did you do to get to that next level? And so that was the goal in forming that. There was no, you know, you don't need to buy something. You don't need to be a part of this trade organization or buy this software. It's just anybody in the construction industry that is an executive, that is a professional or wants to be there someday, that you belong. And so, you know, that was definitely the purpose behind it. And it's been fun. It just launched October, but it's been a great time just meeting people like yourself and, you know, going Zoom call to Zoom call. And every call I take, I learn something new.
Yeah, it's funny. I spoke with Marcus Sheridan on a podcast, and he talked about the curse of knowledge, you know, not knowing what you do know. You know, a lot of people are like, well, you know, I don't know what I don't know. But it's the idea of saying, you know, you've got a lot of knowledge that you don't realize you have. And in his case, he's talking about marketing, being able to say, you know, you got to make sure your customer understands what you think of as common knowledge is not common knowledge and educate them on it. But in this scenario, I think it's the idea that you possess a wealth of information that you can share with other people, because you don't realize that it's something that other people struggle with, because maybe it's something your dad or your grandfather passed on to you, or you just learned along the way, which is the most painful way.
Yeah. And I think yes, but I would say that I know that the best answers are going to be someone else in the industry. So me knowing that, you know, if I want to get to the next level in any business sense, then I'm going to have to learn from others. It's not going to be me picking up a book and learning. I just don't have enough time for all of that, you know, soaking in that knowledge. I would rather ask a peer who's been there before. And if you try going to Google and asking a question about whatever your problem is, good luck. You know, you'll find a software, or you'll find, you know, something that you need to pay, or you know, it's just very difficult to find an answer from a peer. So that was the intent behind it. It's like, let's make no barriers. Let's make, you don't have to buy anything. You just join the network, start the conversation, and then it's searchable too. So that if someone has that same pain point, you know, 5 years down the road, it's a little mini Google about construction. Like, hey, here are what people talked about last year regarding this marketing thing or whatever it may be. I am finding that we have similar pain points, you know, no matter what industry you're a part of. It could be siding and windows, or it could be concrete, or it could be anything. That our management problems are similar, and, you know, labor issues or supply issues, they're similar.
Yeah, kind of all business is business. And then there, I mean, there's different aspects, different products, different approaches, but a lot of the overarching kind of theory and application is very similar across them. Mm-hmm. And there is a lot of, you know, weight that comes with somebody who can say, no, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. That happened to me in, you know, 2010 or 84 or, you know, something like that. And being able to say, this is how they got through it. And sometimes it's not a matter of them telling you how to fix it. It's more of, here's what it did to me and here's what I did. And, you know, looking back, here's maybe what I would do.
Right.
And that is invaluable.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, like I said, it in my research and talking to people, what I found a common word that I've heard from around the nation is that our industry is pretty fractured. You know, we have hundreds, literally hundreds and hundreds of trade organizations, and we have all of these great tools that are starting to crop up, software packages and CRMs and all sorts of things that are keeping us organized. But that connection piece, you know, you have to belong to that group to connect. And I think that's been our missing ingredient is that, hey, let's have a network that, you know, we take away all the social media distractions. You know, LinkedIn is incredibly powerful, but it's very distracting. There's just a lot of pop-ups and there's a lot going on. There's every industry, you're getting spammed. It's just difficult to have that narrow focused construction conversation with executives, and you just have to really go find it somewhere. And that's been hard for me to find in the past. So I was like, hey, dang it, why don't I just create it myself? You know?
Yeah. And I would think that, forget it, I don't know if it was you I was talking to and said it or not, but you know, the mental health aspect of it, you know, everybody got isolated in COVID-19, but mm-hmm. I think anywhere where you have a bit of an issue is, you know, that exacerbated it blew things apart at the seams. It made a lot of things possible, but it also changed a lot of things and people. And I think construction is one of those places where it's like, yeah, it's not the most sharing emotional group of people. Right. Well, I don't know. They do share in the emotionally, if you think of, you know, with a lot of hand signals, but not exactly, you know, your couch type of support, but
right.
It was a lot and it does need to be a switch. I think they said that, you know, like suicide rates are up, you know, a lot of mental health. I mean, it, probably in all industries, but certainly in this one, because it's, you know, it is challenging. And then, you know, we were blessed in that we could be essential and continue to work, you know, and stuff like that was great. But the other side of it is like, you're working through all of that. And there were some times when you're real nervous.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the whole mental health component to this industry is really important to our platform. We just actually had Sally Spencer Thomas on our podcast a couple of days ago, and she's a mental health professional and she speaks all over the nation and she's really in tune with what's going on in construction right now. And I was just surprised that we're always number two or number one out of all of the industries. And like you would think that, no, it's military or no, it's police or no, it's that. No, it is. Construction is right under fishing and forestry and farming. Like that, it's one of the two of us that are there. And now it's starting to come out and we just have a, you know, we have a personal interest in this as well. My wife lost her brother almost 2 years ago to suicide. So we are highly in tune with mental health. And so part of what we're trying to do with our platform is not make it lip service, make it, you know, how do we actually help each other and have the right conversations, ask the right things, you know, how do we actually be there for somebody, not just a link to a website, you know, how do we go the next step or two beyond that? And I'm still trying to figure out what that means, but I know that it's going to be a marching order for me personally.
No, yeah. I mean, I think it's something that it's difficult to talk about. It's difficult to even say you're struggling with and stuff like that. And, you know, you think of construction as being a very rewarding trade and it is. But it doesn't come without its challenges, its pressures. And like you said, anytime you get that loneliness aspect, certainly adds in.
Yeah.
So how does the platform work? You know, can anybody be on it? How does it organize and those kinds of things so that you can find where you want to be? You know, is it kind of like a forum or, you know?
Yeah. So I guess kind of picture social media today. I mean, it is for, you know, like I said, executives, if you're a president or manager or vice president or whatever you are, if you're a professional, you know, and professionals to me in construction means that you care about the industry, right? You're picking up those trade magazines. You are looking at the infrastructure bill. There are certain things that you are doing to show that you care. those are the type of people that I'm trying to attract to the platform. And once you go, I'm usconstructionzone.com. You go there, you sign up for free, and you're in the platform. And basically in there, you're able to, you know, ask questions, communicate with other members. And then also we have the industry news that is in your feed as well. So you're being fed the information of the industry and also being able to ask those questions. And then we're trying to layer it with education, you know, the podcast. We have an Impact Zone page that we just created to get us involved in charity organizations. And then we're going to go with trade organizations and some other key partnerships that we feel like, hey, how can we connect as an industry? So we're trying to layer it with education as well as a connection piece. So we don't want it just to be, hey, this is just about asking questions. No, it's going to go a lot further. And as we have the membership base increase, then we're going to be able to create niche communities about, hey, what if I want to just get into a siding window group? Okay, well, we have a member that we can get into that group and we can talk about our individual pain points. And maybe we're talking about manufacturers at that point. You know, so we want to make it very rewarding. We don't want it just to be a social feel. We want it to be a very, you know, valuable experience for our members.
And that's, and I think that's a good way to do it, because it seems like the social media aspect, it has its pluses and certainly clearly has its minuses. You know, even LinkedIn, you're starting to see more politics coming in LinkedIn. You're like, can we have anything without politics in it? You know, but trying to keep it kind of pure like that so that you can go in there and not get riddled with that information and just kind of focus on business a bit with business people.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And what I'm finding with the way social media is going as a trend is that it's going away from all these like mass networks. Now you see all of these media groups, social media groups trying to get niche communities because they know that's where people are trying to go. They're trying to get away from the negativity. They're trying to create a positive experience for themselves. So they're not sitting on the couch at night and all of a sudden they're pissed. You know,
exactly. You're like, I didn't realize I was angry, but now that I realize it, I'm super angry.
Exactly.
It's like self-fulfilling prophecy.
Hey, there's already enough stuff to get angry about during the day. Why end our day or start your day with that? Like, so there's a trend to get more and more positive experience. And so I think it's the right time for that. You know, maybe people start bailing on some of the other things they're involved in and start to customize their experience. I mean, we are who we associate with, right? And, you know, the more we get negative and we get kind of drawn into those dark places, then that's kind of who you're going to become.
Yeah, I think that's, we always tell our kids that you're the average of your 7 closest friends. So whether you like it or not, you need to look at each one and think, are you helping my average? Or are you more like that quiz I didn't study for?
Exactly.
Sometimes you gotta make sure that you're keeping the right people around you. And if you live in an echo chamber, yeah, you're going to agree with everything they're saying, but that doesn't mean it's right.
Right.
And like I said, so no, I hadn't thought about that, where the social media is kind of breaking up. And I think that's happening kind of in an unseen way because the people that love it. I mean, we got our first resume from a applicant, and on their resume was like, in 2 years from now, you know, like, what is your 3-year plan? They're like, 3 years from now, I'd like to be a social media influencer. I was like, oh, well, that didn't happen a lot here at Concreate.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think that's going to help out. They probably won't be getting a call back. But it's funny as we do it. But that's great, man. And so it's growing. Things are pulling in. So how many members are in it now? And then, you know, what's your goal? And
I mean, we're approaching about, I think we're close to 200 members now. Like I said, we started in October, so we're just past a month. And you know, it, because I'm not, you know, blanketing the entire construction industry, this is niche. I'm not after, you know, the million workers. I'm after the top 1%. So my numbers I'm never going to be a LinkedIn or some of these other groups. I'm not interested in that. It's about the type of person. And so I'm not really hanging my hat on the amount of members. You know, if we get a couple handful, 5-10 a day, I'm super happy because all of those people add a lot to the community, and then they share it with their friends and peers. So I'm not really after the number. I just want to make sure that we do it the right way, and we don't again, you know, lose our vision, lose our path. We want to just make sure we're smart every step of the way, and no rush, right? Let's just keep it classy, right?
It doesn't have to be another LinkedIn, because we have LinkedIn and we have issues with some of it, and some of it we love.
Yep.
So that's great. Now, you also have a podcast too, In the Zone, correct?
Yeah, In the Zone. And we're basically just scouring the US trying to find those people who are doing really cool things in the construction industry, highlighting them. And like I told you before, we're kind of on this mental health series. So we had Sally, and then we're going to have Brent Darnell and potentially Cal Beyer, who are all these people who are really in this space that we wanted to kind of go down that rabbit hole and learn about it so that we can figure out how to best be partners with that. And so we're going to kind of do that every once in a while, but really people who are, you know, giving back, doing really cool things for the right reasons. That's what we're trying to find. But, you know, you'll see just random guests. You'll see, you know, a great commercial builder, and you'll see, you know, Sally who's talking about mental health. So, but they're all related to construction, and they're, you know, obviously more personal. So a little bit more about, you know, peeking behind the curtain so that we can really get to know these people a little bit more.
If you want to take a look at it, you can poke around and that kind of thing. It's at usconstructionzone.com. We'll put a link in the chat there, and we'll also try to get a link in there to your podcast.
Thank you.
You know, like I said, the mental health is one that I hadn't heard of being focused on in the construction industry. So now I'm definitely curious to hear more about that. You know, it's just one of those things that people don't talk about much, you know?
Fortunately, right. Yeah. It's just, we're like too much of a, you know, tough group. And, you know, obviously we're male dominated, and that's changing, and we hope that continues to change. But I think that's part of it, is when you get that tough mentality, you know, you don't necessarily seek out the help that you need. You just shove it down, and usually you shove it down with too much booze or too many substances, and that doesn't lead you down the right path. So yeah, hopefully just, you know, starting the conversation is a good step, but all these people are doing great things already. So just kind of like a shine a light on them and say, hey, you know, go follow them. Don't ask me, follow these guys.
Exactly. No, man, Jeremy, that's great. I think what you're doing is fantastic. I think it's a good hub, a good place to get a lot of information like that. And so how goes the baseball coach, father of three, season is, I don't know, it's in California. You may be going year round. I don't know.
Yeah. So I'm a junkie. I have two older daughters and my youngest son. So my son's the sports junkie. So I just go, I coach his basketball team now, and then soccer and baseball. So pretty much all year round, I got a whistle. I'm not afraid to blow it either. Yeah, right. I'm not afraid to blow it.
Yeah, right there at the dinner table. Like, whoa.
Yes.
That's enough. You're going to be eating those peas, you know. Exactly. We got a vegetable foul. Absolutely. Man, that's fantastic. Well, as they get there, make sure you hit back and go to, we had a podcast with Roman Polnar. So he does a lot with FAFSA and college funding and those kind of things. He's a great guy to listen to for that, for that stuff.
Yeah.
But thanks a lot for having, you know, for coming on.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Again, it's usconstructionzone.com. You know, it's check it out. It's a good hub. It's a good place. Just, you know, bring your knowledge and your questions, and, you know, leave the politics on the outside.
Correct. Yes. Thank you, Chad, for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, man. We'll talk to you very soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Get the Intel. We'll see you next time, and be sure to click subscribe to get future episodes.